Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and today I would like to talk about what it really means to have an open heart and an open mind. I was meditating today on a comment that I received on Insight Timer, and in the talk had talked about letting go of your ego and letting God's will be in control. And the person took offense at me talking about God and having that particular talk labeled as spiritual. And they thought it should be religious, which really brought up an interesting concept. I went down that rabbit hole and I started realizing how we are really being defined by our categories and by our definitions and by our cookies and by our demographics and by our race, by our religion, by our sex. And as much as we really wish to be equal and not to be prejudiced, we have really been under the control of definitions. And as the country and the world has become subject to the power of division by using these definitions, sometimes wrongly using these definitions, then we have brought about the huge issue of us and them, which of course creates what we see in the world, which does not bring peace, which probably brings the opposite of peace. Because the more we're divided, the more we're separate. And the more we're separate, the more we don't see and understand our unity and our oneness. We are all just on this planet. We can't disagree with that. Even if you're an alien, you're on this planet. And we are all here with the same DNA. We all have our body, we all have our minds, we all have our emotions, we all have our souls. We have a lot more in common with each other than we would really believe if we were just to go by what we see when we're in overwhelm, which takes things and defines them and separates us. This morning I wrote a poem called How Do You Heal? And it goes, how do you heal the cracks and divisions, the us and them restrictions and labels that position us, which cause friction? The I am in me understands the power of unity. The higher vision is perceived to realize we are one in being. We can indeed receive the disease of separation that splits the seams. We need to heal that division with the peace that is so needed, the desperation we see that brings about the war and such great misery. Let's not be fooled, please, by the definitions and the cookies and the tribal demographics and their mystery, which does not perceive the oneness of all human beings. We really all need to pray for peace. We all need to try to see the bigger picture, please. The world needs unity. Unity in our heart, unity in our soul, unity in our being. And humans here to learn, to grow, to open up our hearts, to open up our mind. It's really time for us to find a way, to find a better plan for humankind. And I wrote that really truly understanding that when we get in this vulnerable position of being defined and being categorized, then we are subject to manipulation. From everything to AIs trying to find out what we like to buy, to shop, to those who are political and even sometimes country figures in other countries trying to wish to divide us and separate us so we're more vulnerable. And we have to go back to that old phrase Lincoln used, a house divided among itself cannot stand. And as a country and as a world now, we are divided. And as we are divided in this way, we are not seeing who we really are and the oneness. You know, I really have always promoted travel because I believe that when we travel, we get past some of those problems and definitions. I'm so-and-so from this country and so-and-so. And, you know, there's terminology and thoughts from wherever you come from, whatever country you come from. But if you're in another country and you really sense the person as a fellow brother or sister or a fellow human being, if you can find a common ground where you can understand that that person also has feelings, has loves, has family, has issues, is trying to survive as well, then we can start to, I think, build the path to peace. It's hard to find that common ground when we are judging someone else by whatever we may think they are, by their driver's license or their passport, by their clothes, by the way they may look to you. They're overweight. They have a different color. It's so easy to, when we are overwhelmed, slip into that defensive, inner, closed mind posture. And unfortunately, social media truly does use that and it plays upon it. And as more and more people find their likes and dislikes and what works with likes and dislikes and what works with getting more followers, etc., it is usually the things that isn't promoting unity, but often the things that are promoting either the ego or the separation or the divisions in the world. And this really can be a major problem as we continue to evolve. We are finding that we're under more stress and pulling apart at our seams. It was starting before COVID, really. If you look back at the conservatives, the liberals, the right, the left, us and the them, the have and the have-nots, the anger about both. And we are finding that that more than ever is splitting us apart, not drawing us together. We can't imagine how dangerous this is until we are now and more seeing the consequences. So what does it take? What does it take to have an open mind? To not judge someone. To not to try to define them by the category that's in a box checked somewhere. What does it take to say, okay, you believe in God. I don't believe in God. Okay, what can we agree upon? Is it just the terminology that people are using to turn off against something without even understanding what the true presence and the meaning is? If I say I'm a Christian and you're a Hindu, are you going to not allow me to say I'm a Christian because you're a Hindu? Or if you're a Hindu and I'm a Buddhist, are you going to allow me more to be a Buddhist than you would if I put down and check the mark that I'm a Christian? And if I were to say, I am a Christian and a Buddhist, would you think I was being deceptive? I am a Christian and I am a Buddhist. I am spiritual in nature. But at the same time, I respect the unity of all religions and the fact that everyone has a right to believe as they believe. Now, that is what my belief is. And yet sometimes people think you're really not what you say you are. And then I fall into the trap of saying, well, wait a second, I'm a mystic, you know, I can believe in all that. And then I have to stand behind that terminology as a defense. It's a defense mechanism because I do not wish to put down other people's definition of what they believe in. So it's become very difficult to try to explain who you are without falling in the traps. But if we were to take the bigger and higher road of seeing, okay, I'm a soul. I'm spirit here in form. I'm a being here to learn my lessons, to learn to share what I learned from my lessons, to try to promote goodwill, to try to promote healing, and knowing, as I say, I'm trying to be all those things, I have to be those things inside. I have to become what I'm talking about. So it means being at peace within myself. It means being compassionate. It means being understanding. It means being accepting. And it means going, okay, I'm not going to get my buttons pushed if you don't think and believe as I believe. That's just the start, because it's like the word aloha. I've been living in Maui here for 33 years. And so many people don't still understand the word aloha and what it really means. Aloha, they think, means hello. If you ask them, many people think it means I love you or goodbye. But it's such a powerful word. And again, you get down to what's the meaning behind the word. Can you live what the real meaning of aloha is? Ha is the breath. It's the same word ha that we use when we try to ha, aha, ha, breathe. Ohana, our family. Ha is so powerful as a breath, and it's the last part of the word, aloha. A-L-O is the first part of the word, aloha. A-L-O is the presence. It's the living presence. The presence taking you to the very source of what the presence is. And if I were going to be defined by my presence, I would feel, aha. My presence embodies my soul. My presence is who I am. My presence is the I am that I am. And if I put that presence with the ha of my breath, I'll be the living presence and able to share that presence with others. So I like to embrace aloha. Now, I've written songs, CDs, many posts, many different interviews and talks and radio shows and TV shows on aloha. However, that doesn't mean that I am always living it. It's just the same as saying, I am light. I am light. I am love. I am love. Does it mean I'm always living it? No, because we do have that human element that is imperfect. And you know what? That imperfection is part of who we are and part of how we can learn lessons and part of the bigger picture and part of how we do live and learn here that can connect us, because we all can make mistakes because we are human. So it's a very interesting time. And it's one that we really all have to take advantage of as far as understanding how We cannot be split apart more. We do not want to be more separate. We don't want to be more judgmental. And we don't want to necessarily be defined. But if we are who we really are, maybe we don't need those definitions. Maybe people can just look at us and appreciate us without thinking, oh, this is an important person. Oh, this person won this award. Oh, this person's very influential. Oh, this person's a social influencer. Oh, this person has a million followers. Oh, this person is very wealthy. Oh, this person has a really nice car. Oh, this person has this or that. Or, you know, where does all of that lead us, right? It leads us to judging people and wanting to judge people by what we want to get out of them and what we think is important, which may not be important because the people who have all of those things, who have millions of followers, who are social influencers, who are very successful and have won many awards, many of them just have to be closed off because they have so much that other people want that they've learned to shut out and learn how to close off all the people that would use them for what they have. I grew up in Beverly Hills. There were so many people who had so much, and so many of them were really trying hard not to be invaded. They didn't want their privacy home. They didn't want their house invaded. They didn't want to even have people drive past their homes. And if it went on the star maps, it was like, oh my gosh. You know, so it's really a truly an interesting thing. The people who maybe have-nots want what the haves have, and what the haves have maybe aren't really happy with what they have. So what's left is just being yourself. Being in tune with who you are and learning in that place to have an open mind. To be able to be present in the presence. To be able to feel love and to be love and not to have to close off the heart, which can be so hurt by so many things that happen in this world. So we can set an intent. We can choose how we wish our mind to think. We can choose what we wish to be. We can meditate. We can pray. And if I pray to God. And I hope to God you don't judge me for praying to God. When you say you're praying for someone, who are you praying to if you are not praying to God? God is not a dirty word. And no one is really asking you to have to believe in God if another person does believe in God. And if you get intimidated by the word God, maybe you can just substitute the word love. Maybe we need to really look at why we've closed ourselves off from believing in God. But if you substitute the word God for love, for creation, for the source of all, maybe we could have a common ground in one of those words. So please be open. Be open to that love that is the love of all loves. Be open to the light from the source of all. Be open to believing without judgment what another person may have to offer you as a reflection of who they are. And I think if we all work together for peace, for that common ground, for that place where there's no judgment, then we can meet there in that open field and we can build a better world where there is one life, where there is one love, where there is one world of peace, all working together for the betterment of this planet. I thank you so much for listening. God bless you and be with you always. Aloha.
Us to see.